Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Mark Crisco, Deputy Director of Enterprise Information within the Office of the Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics. So, Mark, I get to talk to many of my guests about their use of collaboration and partnerships among agencies and with the private sector to achieve mission results. How are you leveraging partnerships to improve management operations and program outcomes?
I think partnership is key. And obviously, I think collaboration is key, both with industry and internally. I think about it in a few segments because there are dimensions to collaboration, and dimensions being differences in collaborations. We have a strong partnership and collaboration with functionally across the department, which means research and engineering, the comptroller, the procurement community, logistics, as well as the components working with the Army, Navy, and as well as the other components. And then on another side, we also collaborate technically, because we're really pushing some of the thoughts and the questions that they would like us to push from a functional perspective. And that being the DCMO, as well as SPAW War System Center Atlantic, DTIC, DISA, the OSDCIO, and the DODCIO. Trying to understand where they are and where fertile ground is and where we can collaborate and create opportunities for that. Federally and probably structurally, we typically go through our organizations internally to work across the federal spaces. So if it's a CIO type of organization, we would go through the CIOs there because they would set the tone and the tempo there. If it's functionally, we work with the appropriate functional organizations as it moves across the federal space. And we are to participate across as much as we can these days in terms of difficult times, both in resources and time, working across the federal space. So a lot of witnesses to a lot of collaborations in industry, understanding what they're trying to do, what they're trying to achieve. And frankly, we try to keep up on where the greatest amount of turn is. We want to understand what industry can bring to us in our thinking. So we listen a lot. It's a lot of learning for us to think about how best to operationalize those thoughts, those concepts that are being put forward today.
So, Mark, you've taken something that can be very complicated and technical and made it easy to understand in our conversation today. But it does beg the question, what kind of skills does your office really focus in on? And what are you doing to have a staff that is technically skilled and well-trained?
I think that's probably one of the greatest challenges that we have. It's not the people. It's necessarily the skill sets. We found people that have very strong technical skills but may not have the functional skills, or very strong functional skills and not necessarily the technical skills. We've tried to create an environment for the organization to learn from each other. Learn, have the technical work with the functional, have the functional work with the analytical, have the analytical work with this. You hear the terms of agile collaboration and sliding down that. I found that not difficult, but not easy. I always would like to steward the collaboration is the key, and letting go is a key of seeking first to understand, then to be understood. There is not a right answer here. So it's trying to create a collaborative environment across multiple skills, encouraging the multiple skills. So mentoring employees, mentoring vendors into collaboration, making sure that we understand that we are clear of what we're trying to achieve, and then be active listeners on saying what are various ways we can understand that. I think we also try to push them out of their skill comfort zone. Sit in someone else's seat and understand what they are trying to solve. And that's where some of the three questions help us guide ourselves through that of the understanding. And certainly, as a part of structure, we just allow and encourage them to learn everything they can. I think about the skills that are necessary here, and it is not just one skill set. It's not just acquisition. It's not procurement. It's not just service orientation. It's not just Java. You need to have an understanding of where the dialogue is, some very big, very large communities, and understanding how to make them realistic for yourself, and I think as well as the organization. And I think that is a bit of our future of our workforce. We like to move at a very fast velocity of providing data and information to the undersecretary. Both sequestration as well as furlough has presented some challenges for us and our workforce in that environment. Obviously, it's a very difficult time for our workforce personally. They're struggling through furloughs. I struggle through furloughs. And it's difficult for us to, frankly, get our job done. It's difficult for us to keep us coordinated. And that's just the personal aspect. I think it also hurts us in terms of the department's aspect. While we'd like to go faster, we do a lot of start stops because we're not able to have that continuity of us working through. My team are doing the best that they possibly can. But, you know, obviously it weighs on them personally as well as it weighs on the organization and our ability to do the things that we need to do. We wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't important. And having those effects slow us as an organization and represent some harm to us personally is difficult things that we're challenged in our management through.
Well, you mentioned the future, so I'd like to transition to the future. What are some of the major opportunities and maybe supposed challenges your organization will encounter in the future, and how do you envision your area evolving to meet those challenges and seize your opportunities?
I think we find ourselves very much at a nexus of moving into the information age. I know we're about 10, 20, 30 years into that information age, 50 if you want to go back way far. But I think when we take a step back, we are the patriarchs of that transition from an industrial age to an information age. And I think our challenges will be, how do we rethink our paradigms of production from a century ago into an information age? How do we manage? How do we lead? How do we use? How do we protect data and information? I think we're also going to be grappling with the velocity of change. I think there's a lot of promise. I think what we're trying to do in terms of how we're trying to data manage and separate into small decisions, data that's necessary for decision making. No big bang solution, very rapid, get the information in, work through that. I think we'll continue to work through that. I think it is both an opportunity and a challenge. I think it provides extremely valuable work. I think it's great for our team. It's great for our organization because you're providing value back to the nation. And having that sense of being there, as the Navy would say, being a plank holder when the ship first comes out, I think it provides very good work to have at this with our careers.
Well, speaking about careers, what advice would you give someone who's considering a career in public service?
I believe public service. It is presented. I've worked both private sector as well as public service, and it has just been a tremendous career. You can make a difference for the nation. You can make a difference for the American people. You can make a difference for the people that live on your street. The work is meaningful. The challenges are big. It stretches your mind. You can provide extreme value, whether it's the department's security or the department's or the nation's commerce. How do you work through those types of issues, and where do you find those opportunities? I think public service offers that. I also believe, and I date myself here a bit with a 22-year career in the federal service, but from day one, I knew my voice would always be heard. It would be a part of the discussion and part of the dialogue. Having that opportunity over 22 years, I found it extremely meaningful, and I would encourage many and all to consider public service.
Well, Mark, I want to thank you for taking some time out of your busy schedule today to join us. But most importantly, I'd like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate this opportunity, and I hope it was helpful.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Mark Crisco, Deputy Director of Enterprise Information within the Office of the Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.